Sisters, welcome to week one of Holy Stokes, where we fan the flame of God's presence in our homes. I'm Brother Larry, and I want to first thank the Lord for his undying love for each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. So guys, Holy Stokes is intended to emphasize two key actions towards building a relationship with Christ. First, separation, which is set apart, and devotion to God. While stoking, in a figurative sense of course, towards actively nurturing and renewing while maintaining and strengthening one's faith and spiritual life. We have two foundational scriptures for our podcast. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16 reads, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." And 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7, which reads, "Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The Holy Stokes podcast, guys, is a space carved out for you, the families, leaders, and legacy builders that are hungry to cultivate a godly culture at home. This isn't just another devotional series. It's a spiritual rhythm, a weekly breath of restoration, rooted in the Word and designed to awaken generational purpose. After a season of seeking the Lord and strengthening my own walk with Him, I felt a deep stirring in my heart, not just to speak, but to build something that doesn't fade and with trends and noises, but something eternal, something anchored in truth. Let us face one truth, guys. We will change when we simply get tired of being sick and tired. I pray that this Holy Stokes podcast will inspire you. The name itself is a declaration. Holy speaks to the sacredness of our calling, our homes, our legacy. Stokes is about fire revival, passion, and Spirit's movement. Together, it's a call to stoke the flames of faith in every generation to come. The first podcast series is built specifically by the one another commands found throughout the New Testament. Those powerful relational imperatives that form the backbone of Christian community. For example, love one another in John 13:34. And encourage one another in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. See, the first examples, which of course there's a lot more, are not just verses. They're a blueprint for restoration. They teach us how to live, lead, and love in a way that reflects the heart of Christ. And in a world that's fractured, distracted, these truths are needed, and they're needed more urgent than ever. I was first taught 31 one another's under the leadership of Bishop Flowers in the early 2000s, and it has really intrigued me ever since. See, truthfully, there's 100 times in Scripture where one another is mentioned, but the 59 in the New Testament has ministered to me in the past 5 years, guys. In building my relationship with Christ stronger, I took time to be still and listen as the Lord instructed me. The Lord recalibrated my heart. Why? Because I opened it. You catch that? I opened my heart so that He can enter and recalibrate me from the inside out. But what He impressed in me was this. Start with the one another's. Because if we want to rebuild families, restore communities, and leave a legacy of faith, we have to begin with how we treat one another. So today we begin, guys. Again, thank you for joining me. But we want to begin not with noise, but with purpose. Not with performance, but with presence. This first message is a personal one. An invitation to walk with me as we rediscover the power of biblical relationships and let the Spirit breathe life into our homes. Let's stoke the fire. Let's build the culture. Let's do it together, guys. So let's begin our podcast journey with the one another's of Scripture commands. And understand that it is not only for the church, but when we gather in the living room, or maybe the dining room table, while building a family legacy together. Amen? Amen. Our first symbol we speak about in our crest on the screen, in which the heart is formed with human hands, is because love is the pulse of restoration. Without it, the body breaks. With it, the body heals. I hope you got that. The greatest command that Jesus didn't whisper, He declared, love one another. In John 13:34, it reads, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Powerful, powerful, but a great beginning scripture to start with. Jesus speaks to His disciples with urgency. He's hours away, guys, hours away from the cross being crucified. But yet His focus is on love, not survival, and not saying, hey, wait a minute. Let me think about this. No. He was, not worried about some strategy. He was worried about love. This isn't sentimental. It's sacrificial. He says, as I have loved you, that's the measure. Not convenience, not comfort, but cruciform love. Which is cross-shaped, right? Which is sacrificial, selfless, unconditional, but active, as we have read in the scripture on the cross. In our homes, this love command becomes a covenant. When we love one another as Christ loved us, we don't just create peace, we create legacy. Love is the soil where forgiveness grows. It's the light that exposes bitterness. It's the fire that purifies division. And it's not optional. Jesus didn't say, hey guys, you know what? Let's try this thing called love. Before you crucify me, let's check out this thing everybody is lacking or thinking about called love. No, He said, let's do it. Because love is the evidence of His presence. So let's bring it down. Let's break it down into the home. I ask, what does love look like between spouses? See, it should look like listening when it's hard, serving when we're tired, forgiving when it's undeserved. But how about what it looks like between parents and children? Well, it looks like correction wrapped in compassion. Boundaries built on grace. And what does love look like for the siblings? Come on. It looks like choosing unity over competition. I hope you heard this. Unity over competition. See, love is not passive. It's active. It's the daily decision to reflect Christ in the way we speak, in the way we serve and sacrifice. And when love reigns in the home, restoration begins, not just for today, but for generations to come. Brian Loritz of Abundant Life Christian Fellowship in Mountain View, California, quoted, "Love is not optional. It's the evidence of Christ in us." Isn't that awesome? It reminds me of a song called "O Come to the Altar." Y'all have heard it. The first few words in that song, it says, "Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling." This is powerful, guys. When you get a chance, listen to it. If your home lately has felt dry, man, divided, or distant, let me say loudly that today is the day to return to love. I'm not talking about the kind shaped by emotion, but the kind shaped by the cross. I am speaking today to all the fathers, mothers, and children. Please take a moment to recommit your hearts to Christ and to one another. Please speak forgiveness aloud. Speak loud about love. If you've never invited Jesus to be the center of your family, now's the time. Simply look around these days and witness the battle. Better yet, join the battle, because the war has been won. Amen? So say, "Jesus, be Lord of our home. Teach us to love like you loved us." This reminds me of Romans 12:1, guys. And I have to say it. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." Man, brothers, sisters, today's altar is no longer a place. It's a posture. Right where you are, let heaven meet your household. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you loved us when we were unlovable. You gave yourself when we had nothing to give. Teach us, Father. Teach us to love one another in our homes, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. Let our families become living testimonies of your grace. Let love be our legacy and salvation be our story, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, let me end with this. This week, speak love daily. Write it in a note. Show it in a gesture. Live it in your choices daily. Let your home be a sanctuary of love where Christ is seen, felt, and followed. And if today's message ministered to you, please like and share it and help change generational paths for Christ. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. Next week, we'll explore forgive one another and the power of mercy to break generational chains. Until next week, guys, keep soaking the fire. fire. God bless you.